The Call of Islam presents Distortions of Ashura.
Ashura, Popular Distortions and Our Responsibility by Martyr Murtaza Mutahhari.
در کتاب اسرار الشهاده نوشته است که در کربلا 1,600,000 نفر لشکر عمر کرد.
It is mentioned in the book Asrar al-Shahada that Umar ibn Sa'd's army in Karbala consisted of 1,060,000 men. One may ask, where did they come from? Were they all Kufans? Is such a thing possible? It is all written in that book that Imam Hussein himself personally killed 300,000 men in combat. The bomb that destroyed Hiroshima killed 60,000 people. I calculated that if we assume that a swordsman kills one man every second, it would take 83 hours and 20 minutes to massacre a force of 300,000. Later, when they saw that this number of those felled by the Imam did not fit with a day's duration, they said that the day of Ashura was also 72 hours long. Similar things are said concerning Hazrat Abul Fadl, that he killed 25,000 men. I calculated that if one man were killed per second, it would require 6 days and 50 and odd hours to kill that many. Therefore, we have to admit that Haji Nuri, this great man, says that if one wanted to mourn the Imam today and narrate the ordeals of Abu Abdullah, may peace be upon him, one should lament over these new tragedies, over these falsehoods, which have been incorporated into the accounts of his martyrdom. Another example relates to the day of Arba'in. At the time of Arba'in, everyone relates the narrative that leads the people to imagine that the captives of the Imam's family arrived at Karbala on the day of Arba'in, and that Imam Zain al-Abidin met Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari there. However, excepting the Lahuf, whose author is Sayyid ibn Tawus, who has denied it in his other books, or at least has not confirmed it, such an episode is not mentioned in any other book, nor does it seem very reasonable to believe it. But is it possible to expunge these stories which are repeated every year from the people's minds? Jabir was the first visitor to Imam Hussein's grave, and the significance of Arba'in is also nothing except that it is the occasion for the ziyarah of Imam Hussein's tomb. It is not for the renewal of the mourning for the Ahlul Bayt, nor on the account of their arrival in Karbala. Basically, the road to Medina from Syria is not through Karbala, and the two ways diverge from Syria itself.